Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Steve Sachs. Batting second. The left fielder, Tim Raines. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The DH, George Bell. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting sixth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Lance Johnson. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Sean Abner. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Dale Sviam. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Alex Fernandez. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Greg Jeffries. Batting second. The second baseman, Keith Miller. Batting third. The DH, George Brett. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Wally Joyner. Batting fifth. The catcher, Mike McFarlane. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Kevin McReynolds. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Juan Samuel. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Brian McRae. Batting ninth. The shortstop, David Howard. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Kevin Appier. And now, play ball. Steve Sachs is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sachs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Raines hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of McRae. Raines reaches second base with a double. Sachs moves to third. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Miller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Sachs scores. Raines moves to third. One out. It's 1-0, White Sox. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bell strikes out. McFarlane drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Bell out. 2 outs. Robin Ventura batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ventura takes first base on ball 4. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jeffries fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Jeffries hits a fly ball into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Keith Miller is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Miller hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Brett hits a line drive into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. McReynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Sean Abner batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Abner takes first base on ball 4. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sviam hits a fly ball into center field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Steve Sachs batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Sachs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sachs hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Abner moves to third. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Raines is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Raines hits a line drive for a single. Abner scores. Sachs moves to third. It's 2-0, White Sox. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joyner hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFarlane hits a pop-up into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. McReynolds hits a line drive into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ventura is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Ventura hits a fly ball into left field. McReynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive for a single. Fisk moves to second. Sean Abner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Abner is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Abner hits a fly ball into left field. McReynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Juan Samuel is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Samuel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sachs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McRae hits a line drive into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. David Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a fly ball into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Sviam is 0-for-1 in the game. Sviam hits a ball on the ground towards first. Joyner scoops it up and throws to first, with Appiah covering, for the out. One out. Steve Sachs is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Sachs is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Sachs hits a line drive into center field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Raines batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Raines is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Raines takes first base on ball 4. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Raines. The throw from McFarlane and he is safe. Raines steals second. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Jeffries is 0-1 in the game. Jeffries strikes out. 1 out. Keith Miller is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Miller is 0-1 in the game. Miller hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There's a wild pitch. Miller moves to second. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Brett is 0-1 in the game. Brett strikes out. 2 outs. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Joyner is 0-1 in the game. Joyner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Svium scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. George Bell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Bell is 0-2 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jeffries fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Ventura is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards short. Howard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Fisk is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Fisk hits a fly ball into right field. Samuel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 0-1. McFarlane is 0-1 in the game. McFarlane hits a fly ball into right field. Abner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Kevin McReynolds batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. McReynolds is 0-1 in the game. McReynolds hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Juan Samuel is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Samuel is 0-1 in the game. Samuel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of 1-0. McRae is 0-1 in the game. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sachs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Magnant now pitching. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Johnson is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Miller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Sean Abner is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Abner is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Abner hits a line drive beyond first. Joyner can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Dale Svium is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Svium is 0-2 in the game. Svium hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of McReynolds. Svium reaches second base with a double. Abner moves to third. Steve Sachs is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Sachs is 2-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Sachs is walked intentionally. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Raines is 2-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Raines hits a ball on the ground for an out. Abner scores. Sachs moves to second. 2 outs. It's 3-0, White Sox. Rusty Meacham now pitching. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Thomas is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. David Howard is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Howard is 0 for 1 in the game. Howard hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ventura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jeffries is 0 for 2 in the game. Jeffries hits a ball on the ground towards short. Svium fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Keith Miller batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Miller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a line drive beyond short. Svium can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Jeffries moves to second. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Brett is 0 for 2 in the game. Brett hits a pop-up towards third. Ventura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Joyner is 0 for 2 in the game. Joyner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Bell is 0 for 3 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. McReynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ventura is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Ventura hits a fly ball into left field. McReynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Fisk is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jeffries fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. McFarlane is 0 for 2 in the game. McFarlane hits a fly ball into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McReynolds is 0 for 2 in the game. McReynolds hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Abner. McReynolds reaches second base with a double. Juan Samuel is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Samuel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Samuel strikes out. Two outs. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. McRae is 0 for 2 in the game. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sachs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lance Johnson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Miller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sean Abner is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Abner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Abner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Meacham fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dale Svium is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Svium is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Svium strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals nothing. the Royals will come to bat. David Howard is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Howard is 0 for 2 in the game. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sviam scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Jeffries is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jeffries hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Keith Miller is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Miller is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Miller hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Steve Sax is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Sax is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Sax hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Raines is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Raines bunts for a single. Sax moves to second. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There's a wild pitch. Sax moves to third. Raines moves to second. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Thomas is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas hits a line drive for a single. Sax scores. Raines moves to third. It's 4-0, White Sox. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 4 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Raines scores. Thomas moves to second. It's 5-0, White Sox. Joey Cora pinch runs for George Bell. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Ventura is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Ventura hits a fly ball into left field. McReynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Thomas moves to third. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Fisk is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Fisk hits a line drive off the glove of Joyner, and into shallow right field. Fisk reaches second base with a double. Thomas scores. Cora goes all the way around to score. It's 7-0, White Sox. Tom Gordon now pitching. Lance Johnson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Johnson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McReynolds. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Fisk scores. It's 8-0, White Sox. Sean Abner is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Abner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Abner hits a pop-up towards short. Howard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Sviam is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Sviam hits a ball on the ground towards first. Joyner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sviam for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Brett is 0 for 3 in the game. Brett hits a line drive into right center field for a base hit. Kevin Koslofsky pinch runs for George Brett. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Joyner is 0 for 3 in the game. Joyner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sax fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. McFarlane is 0 for 3 in the game. McFarlane hits a fly ball into right field. Abner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and Kansas City Royals, 0. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.